Welcome to the Trichotillomania Help Podcast. I'm your host Marnella. I suffered from trichotillomania, and with this podcast, I want to give you help and information to overcome trichotillomania. All I want is that you can control your urges to pull and that you become the best version of yourself to reach your full potential. Today, we're going to talk about why your trichotillomania is getting stronger. And a little warning before we start. I might be a little hard or to the point during this episode, but I want to make sure that this is sinking in. I want to talk the truth about trichotillomania and empower you and help you as much as I can to manage it effectively. So if you're one of these people who feels like you're not making any progress at all, that it's only becoming worse, or that you, after a period of success, got a huge relapse where it feels like you're back at the start, this episode is for you. It will give you interesting insights to do something about this and things that can help you. Because that's the thing, trichotillomania is way more logical than it appears to be. It means that we can deal with emotions, situations, or circumstances, and therefore use this coping mechanism to pull our hair. And it is a manageable condition. And this means we can do something about it. Yes, we can. Let this sink in again. And I will repeat this in many of my episodes. You can do this. You can manage trichotillomania. I fully believe that everyone can manage it effectively and healthily, and in a way that is unique for everyone. And a huge bonus, besides the reward of managing trichotillomania effectively, is that you have improved in many areas of your life as well, health-wise, discipline-wise, mindset-wise, and much more. But you have to put in the work. You have to take full responsibility. You have to be disciplined, train yourself to be disciplined, and to become more disciplined every single day. You have to be open and willing to try new approaches, strategies, and techniques. You have to keep looking for ways that will work for you, because every journey is unique. And, as I like to say, everyone needs a special number or code combination to unlock the ability to manage it. What works for someone else could not work for you, and vice versa. It's not for a reason why this condition is so complex and probably the hardest challenge in your life to overcome. So back to the main question of this episode. Why is your trichotillomania getting stronger? The first and most simple answer to this is that trichotillomania naturally grows stronger if you don't do anything about it. Or if you don't put in the necessary work for your unique journey, or if you haven't discovered the unique ways for you to be able to manage it effectively. Why is this? How does it naturally grow stronger? Well, back to your brain. Visualize that every time you pull, you create and reinforce pathways in your brain. The more you pull, the stronger they get and the harder it is to break the vicious circle. And the more it becomes an automatic or subconscious behavior. And if you listen to my podcast for longer, then you probably heard me say that trichotillomania didn't start because of pathways. These were not there in the beginning. It started because you needed to deal with emotions, situations, circumstances, and people. It can be anything, but mainly emotions. And if you think that your brain and body need to relieve this negative energy, then it makes total sense that when you reinforce in your brain that pulling is the way to go, your brain will make use of it. And oh yes, it will. The second reason why trichotillomania often becomes a lifelong struggle is because there is a lack of coping strategies that you can use to deal with emotions and stress. So hair pulling is by default the familiar and immediate outlet. Many people like the idea of being pull-free or being able to manage it very well. But at the same time, they don't want to let go of this form of relief, of satisfaction, of an escape to a sort of trance world where they can kind of find peace and rest in the activity of pulling hair. And this is not always consciously, but even unconsciously. The third reason, and this may not apply to all tricksters, is the identification with trichotillomania. And let me explain this. With this, I mean that there are tricksters who can't see themselves as a person who doesn't pull. Better said, who doesn't suffer from trichotillomania. It is as if you make yourself believe that you will have to not only live, but struggle with this condition forever. That you think this struggle belongs to you, and it's a part of your everyday life. After all, it is a condition, right? But this is a very, very bad and unhealthy, toxic stigma. Just because it's a condition doesn't mean you have to suffer from it, and that you won't be able to manage it effectively. But still, this can be a big reason that makes people more passive at putting in the necessary work. And it doesn't work well for empowering yourself either. It's kind of like a fear of change, where the idea of recovery or being pull-free can be intimidating for some individuals. Think about the uncertainty of how life would be without trichotillomania. This can be a barrier. The fourth reason why your trichotillomania grows stronger is an escalation of stress and anxiety in your life, or any other emotions that can make it harder for you to resist the urge to pull. Think about it. Trichotillomania is a coping mechanism. So if you feed it with more emotions, can you see how your journey to manage trichotillomania becomes way more difficult? Especially because your brain is so powerful. So when it needs to release its negative energy, it will. So especially in the first phases of effective trichotillomania management, it's highly, highly important to reduce or eliminate these triggers as much as you can. The fifth reason why it seems like it's getting harder for you to not pull is a lack of awareness. And with this, I mean that you may not fully understand the impact of trichotillomania on your life, or that you may underestimate its potential severity. At this very moment, there are millions of people out there in the world who suffer from trich but don't know or fully understand what it is, or misinterpret it as a simple habit rather than a complex psychological condition. And this lack of awareness or understanding can lead to downplaying this quote-unquote issue, and so people may not comprehend the significant consequences of trichotillomania on their emotional well-being, social life, and overall quality of life. This makes them less likely to seek help too. Why? Because they might think, it's just a passing phase, or I can handle it on my own, without really understanding how to put in the work, try new strategies, and stay committed. This only delays the process of being able to manage it effectively. The sixth reason, besides the lack of awareness, is the overall social stigma by society. Even if you are aware that you have trichotillomania, then you have a society that is not aware of trichotillomania. So when you come with your quote-unquote problem to a therapist, psychologist, or any other person who can help you but doesn't know what it is, or who hasn't experienced it himself or herself, then it can be much harder for you to find effective treatment. And the problem with treating trich is that we treat it like we treat everything in modern medical science. We isolate one thing and use one method to fix it, while there are various factors at play. And so it's understandable why people with trichotillomania get discouraged to seek help, talking openly about their struggles and finding support or appropriate treatment. The seventh reason why trichotillomania grows stronger is that you may have co-occurring mental health conditions. It's quite common that people with trichotillomania also have depression, anxiety, or obsessive compulsive disorder, also known as OCD. And as you know, you use pulling your hair to cope with anything that makes you feel an unease, mainly emotions. So can you understand that mental health conditions can make your journey more difficult? Because these can feed trichotillomania as well. It's not impossible to manage trichotillomania with a co-occurring mental health condition. But for some, if left untreated, it can contribute to the persistence and exacerbation of trichotillomania. So there we had it. 7 big reasons why your trichotillomania is getting stronger. Number 1. It happens naturally, with a lack of action and effective management. Number 2. A lack of coping strategies. Number 3. The identification with trichotillomania. Number 4. The escalation of stress and emotions. Number 5. A lack of awareness. Number 6. The social stigma. And number 7. Co-occurring mental health conditions. So, that was it for today's episode. If you want to get more help and tips to overcome trichotillomania, then make sure to follow this podcast. If you are looking for a complete toolkit to finally stop pulling your hair, then you can enroll in my program now to overcome trichotillomania. Share this podcast with others in the community to help me create awareness and reach more people. I wish you much strength to your journey, and I hope you have an amazing day.